For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Mac Whaley. It was announced this morning the St. Louis Planned Parenthood Clinic may have to stop performing abortions as of Friday, leaving Missouri without an abortion provider. KBIA's Rebecca Smith has more on how this could affect people in mid-Missouri.
The St. Louis Planned Parenthood Clinic has been the only provider of abortion services in the state since October of 2018, when the Columbia Clinic had to stop offering abortions as it could not meet state requirements for physician admitting privileges. According to a spokesperson for the Columbia Clinic, they continue to offer a range of other sexual and reproductive health services, and things are not going to change, as the clinic will still counsel clients on their available options, even if that means traveling to another state until abortion services resume in Missouri. Dr. Lena Wen is the president of Planned Parenthood and says a lawsuit has been filed, but the clinic's license is set to expire on Friday.
If the court does not grant us a restraining order, Missouri will go dark and become the first state in the country with no health center that provides abortion care.
She adds that if the license is not renewed, this would be the first time Missouri has been without access to safe legal abortion since 1974. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News.
The ACLU of Missouri is seeking a statewide vote on a new law that will ban most abortions starting at 8 weeks of pregnancy. The ACLU said today that it has submitted a referendum petition to the Secretary of State's office as a first step toward blocking and potentially repealing the law that Republican Governor Mike Parson signed last week. If the petition is approved for circulation, the ACLU would need to gather more than 100,000 signatures to block the law from taking effect on August 28th and force a referendum in 2020. A similar tactic was used in 2017 when opponents of a law limiting union power submitted enough signatures to block it from taking effect. Missouri voters overwhelmingly rejected that law in 2018. Missouri Governor Mike Parson is activating the state National Guard to help battle ongoing flooding. Parson signed an executive order yesterday directing National Guard members to help with response efforts in Jefferson City, where residents are still recovering from a tornado that struck last week. The National Guard is also headed to Sheridan County to sandbag around a stressed levee near the central Missouri city of Brunswick. Parson says that local resources were already strained following historic flooding this spring, as well as severe storms and tornadoes that hit the state last week. Missouri has finalized the rules for the state's medical marijuana program. The Columbia Missourian reports the list of 11 regulations for the program was posted on the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services website Friday. The rules outline the facility application process, which patients will qualify, and regulations for growers and dispensaries, among other guidelines. The revised rules will be implemented starting June 3rd, with patient and business applications becoming available to fill out the next day. DHSS will accept patient applications starting July 4th, and business applications starting August 3rd. The department will score applications until December 31st before licenses are given out in 2020. Missouri's program, which joins 33 other states and Washington, D.C., in medical marijuana legalization, has attracted massive interest from businesses, with the new market likely to generate tens of millions of dollars per year from licensing fees and tax proceeds. I'm Mac Whaley, KBIA News, Columbia.